Sometimes the fun begins when the paved road ends. Chevy Silverado 2500 HD is made to work hard and play hard on the road or off. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com for details and experience life in HD.
Michael Frerichs is the Illinois State Treasurer. He is all over the news today because of this story about the $11 million. And, of course, everybody wants a little bit of cash, and he's the guy that's going to tell you how to get it. But he is in the middle of a race against Republican Tom Demmer. And, boy, you get a lot of press, especially about this $11 million amount of money that was left in the state's hands. Thank you for joining us, Michael. How did that happen?
Hey, thanks for having me. We're excited to talk about this because it's the largest returned unclaimed property dollar amount in the nation's history, not just in Illinois. It happened because Mr. Joseph Stanchek had accumulated some wealth, but he didn't accumulate children. And he had six brothers and sisters, but they didn't have any children, and they've all passed away. So no one bothered to claim this money, but just because someone didn't show up didn't mean we didn't want to do our job and track down his distant heirs.
This is the Illinois State Treasurer. So here's my question. So he passed away, and there's no will or no estate, so the money in his bank account just ends up in the hands of the state? Is that how it works, Michael?
Yeah, so if money is sitting in a bank account, a financial institution, for 3 or 5 years with no contact from the account owner, then the assumption is that they have passed away, and those financial institutions turn the money over to our office. Then we try and track down the rightful owners or their loved ones. But in this case, since he didn't have children, since his siblings weren't alive, his parents weren't alive, we had to go up the family tree to his parents, find their relatives, and then go down their branches to find his cousins and distant relatives.
$11 million is a lot of cash.
Split 119 ways.
Oh, my gosh. 119 ways. So everybody, regardless of how close they – well, they obviously weren't close to him because nobody – So many questions here, Michael.
we have a lot of questions about him. We don't know a lot about Mr. Stanchek. We don't know how he accumulated his wealth so quietly, although we do know he did own a boat named Easy. So maybe that money came to him easily, but this is a life-changing amount of money for a lot of people. He has relatives here in Illinois, distant relatives throughout the U.S., and a lot of them are still in Poland and in Slovakia.
So as long as you could find them, everyone gets an equal amount?
Yes. So unclaimed property, that's how it works here. We try and track down if someone has passed on their will or their probate records. Otherwise, then we go to their family members.
Treasurer, do you contract this out, or do you have, sleuths in your office? Or who does this physically? Who does the actual searching?
Well, I like to say that we've deputized some of my employees to be detectives, that they use the power of the Internet to return a lot of this money, things like this or unclaimed life insurance policies. You know, we know who took out policies. We know sometimes those policies were not paid out. And we use the power of the Internet to track down their relatives and make sure their last wishes are granted. And in this case, there required a little more work. We worked with a Chicago area lawyer out of Barrington who was a lawyer for Mr. Stanchek.
Interesting. So does someone have to pay taxes on that?
Well, it all depends on the amounts out there, but we'll send appropriate forms out there if they owe taxes to the federal government. But hopefully he has paid tax on the accumulated wealth, and it all depends how much is going to each individual.
I just can't imagine that you would have that much money and have no will, no plan, no one to leave it to. I would have lived so big those last few years. I would have had some fun.
I think I understand, but everyone knows that they're going to pass away. They just don't know when it's going to happen, and no one expects it to be sometime soon. We find this all the time with people who have this thought in the back of their mind that I'll get around to my estate planning someday, but just not today. And then it gets turned over to us.
Michael Frerichs is the Illinois State Treasurer. So I want you to tell people how to claim their unclaimed cash, and how does most of it arrive into the hands of the state?
Yeah, so they can go to IllinoisTreasurer.gov and click on Unclaimed Property. We have a database. We encourage people to put their own names in, the names of any family members, especially deceased family members. We also have money for businesses, for nonprofits. You can check there as well. This money comes in through things like a last paycheck that was never cashed, a rebate or a refund that wasn't opened and cashed, might be proceeds from a life insurance policy you didn't know you were the recipient of. Any number of reasons money comes in. This is a consumer protection thing we do for taxpayers in Illinois. If money is owed to them but they didn't get the check, or maybe they threw it away thinking it was junk mail, that company, that financial institution, doesn't get to keep it. It doesn't belong to them, and it's my job to get it into the rightful owner's hands.
Interesting. Kevin, did you look anything up?
Yeah, I filed a claim. It said I had something. It's under $100, but yeah, I just finished filing it. I'm supposed to be getting some sort of email confirmation to finish it all up. So,
yeah, whether it's $11 million or $11, it's our job to return it. If it doesn't belong to the state, we'll hold on to it forever. And so I'm glad you're claiming it and hope some of your listeners do as well.
Michael, he does our sports. Kevin does our sports. And I challenged him to do it during the commercial break to see if he had something. And is it a hassle getting it? Or, I mean, how long do we wait? Do you make it easy?
We have made it very easy. So when I came into office, I had unclaimed property, but I was told I needed to go to a website and download a form and fill it out and get it notarized and send supporting documentation, and it wasn't worth the $25 that I was going to be paid. So we went to the General Assembly, changed state law, implemented programs like e-claiming and Fast Track and Money Match to make it easy to get more money out the doors. And as a result, all of the treasurers before me had returned about 500,000 properties. In my time in office, we've returned over 1 million. By implementing common sense, bipartisan reforms to the unclaimed property law.
Treasurer, I just looked up my family, and there are 4 dividend entries from my dad, and two of my nephews and one of my niece has money coming to her.
Wow.
I encourage everyone to check for their family. What a great excuse to call that family member you haven't talked to in a while, that cousin, that niece or nephew, and say, I've been thinking about you, and I found money for you.
Michael, I thought I was upbeat, but boy, you take the cake.
This is a great job. It's like I get to play Santa Claus 365 days a year. We've returned over $1.5 billion. It's a great job. It's
tell
my
everybody,
job to do it.
If you could just give the website again, because that's what people are asking for.
Yeah, Treasurer's website is IllinoisTreasurer.gov. Put IllinoisTreasurer.gov and click on iCash or Unclaimed Property. It's a simple process to search.
And if the recipient is deceased, there are procedures that you can do to...
Sure. If someone is deceased, we'll need to see a copy of a will or some sort of probate record to see that you are the actual recipient. But if it's a really small amount, we could also have individuals sign an affidavit. One of the other things is we found unclaimed property for $20 for someone who's deceased. And they said, well, a copy of the death certificate would cost more than $20. It makes no sense. We don't think that there's a lot of people scamming for $15 contributions. But if you're getting over $250, we're looking for more documentation.
And do you have to submit your Social Security number?
You do have to give your Social Security number because some people have the exact same name, but they don't have the same Social Security number. You know, we love returning money. People like getting money. But what they really dislike is when we give their money to someone else. So right. We do need you to prove who you are.
Okay. Thank you so much for joining us. We always appreciate your attitude, and everybody likes a little cash.
We like putting it in their pockets because if they can go spend it at one of your advertisers, a local business or restaurant, it does a lot more good for the economy than it does sitting in a vault in Springfield.
Teresa Murray is our consumer watchdog. She's going to join us next. She's going to tell you where you should watch your money because there are some items out there that are being recalled and things that you might not want to buy because there are issues. That's after Steve's newscast coming up on 720 WGN.
Lisa Dent, WGN.